And now, referring to those attacks in Mumbai, joining us now is BBC correspondent Sanjoy Mamjunder from Delhi. Good morning, Sanjoy.
Good morning.
I know it's afternoon for you, but we've already discussed this morning of what the political fallout has been of the Mumbai attacks in India, and it seems to be deepening this morning and this afternoon.
Well, it's inevitable, really. I think what you're seeing, or what you have seen over the past few days, once the attacks concluded, is rising public anger. And while the government of India has been focusing on Pakistani involvement or possible Pakistani involvement in the attacks, I think what Indians are looking at is their government and why the systems that are in place to prevent this sort of thing apparently failed. And they want some answers. And so we had yesterday a very high-profile resignation. The top cabinet member in charge of internal security, the Minister of Home, Shivraj Patil, was replaced. This morning, we've had two leaders in the state of Maharashtra. That's where Mumbai is the capital. Both the leader of the state and his deputy tendering their resignations. And I think it's the beginning of a very long process of accountability and overhaul.
Or perhaps a very short process. Sanjoy Mamjunder, this has some very strange echoes of the situation in Spain, where a terrorist attack right before a political election completely rewrote the government in Spain. Do you suspect that that may be repeated here?
It could very well do. I think that's one of the biggest fears of the government. We are actually in the midst of an election season. We have a number of state elections that are taking place at the moment, and they're all leading towards the big one, the general election, which is meant to be held before May 2009. At the best of times, the government was facing a tough re-election given the economic crisis that's affected just about everyone around the world and certainly affected India. Now we've had this terror attack. It doesn't look very good for the government, particularly when the opposition is seizing the moment, is accusing the government of being weak on terror, is basically driving nails into the cabinet, saying that, you know, they need to go. So it's a very difficult situation for the government. And it's a very dangerous one for the region. When you have a government that's weak, that has its back to the wall, you have a nuclear armed neighbor to our west. And there are implications that in some way or the other, maybe some Pakistani militant groups were involved. It's a cocktail that can really lead to a very dangerous situation.
With really two weak governments, if you count the fledgling civilian government in Pakistan. Not to make too much of this Spanish connection, but the government in Spain, after that terrorist attack, really poorly handled the question of accusations of who was responsible for it versus the internal political turmoil that came as a result, and really mismanaged that. Do you see the Indian government attempting to derail political criticism by focusing, maybe jumping to conclusions about who was behind this?
I think, yes, that's definitely happening here. It certainly appears so, because very, very soon after the attacks, in fact, even before it was completely over, we had the government basically beginning by leaking information saying that they were convinced that these were attackers who'd come from Pakistan. Since then, of course, the foreign minister went live on television to accuse Pakistan directly of having some kind of hand in these attacks. And in the last few minutes, I can tell you the Pakistani ambassador in Delhi has been summoned by the foreign ministry. We don't know what's been said, but I think the message would have been fairly evident. So there's definitely a question of maybe India, I wouldn't say jumping the gun, because no doubt they probably have evidence to suggest that maybe, you know, militant groups in the region, such as Al-Qaeda or the affiliates, could have in some way be responsible for this attack, because this was, after all, a very sophisticated attack, a military type assault.
But it's very much, you know, hot information politically, both domestically and internationally. Sanjoy Mamjunder, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Sanjoy Mamjunder is a Delhi correspondent for the BBC.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.